Welcome to AWM Insights, which is a quick hit each week on timely investment topics. I am Brandon Averill, a partner with AWM Capital, and I'm joined by my co-host, Justin Dyer, AWM CIO. Today's conversation is jumping into the topic of concentration risk and diversification. Justin, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, I'm excited to jump into this, Justin. We've seen obviously some real volatility over the past couple of weeks and really the last few days. It's left a lot of people wondering, you know, why is the market going down? And there's a lot of reasons that we could probably take tangents into that. But I think it's also just a good reminder when we go through events like this to remind ourselves where we need to be from a portfolio construction standpoint, and that's diversification. And, you know, I'd like to dive in a little bit today, just explain what concentration risk is, why, you know, we take into consideration, why we want to smooth some of that out to give ourselves a good investment experience over time. So, you know, Justin, I'd love to hear just your thoughts as you're reading the news right now and you're seeing a lot of these tech stocks really take a hit over the past few days. And obviously, they benefited the portfolios over the past couple of months. You know, when you think about concentration risk, reading this stuff, what's coming to your mind?
Sure. Yeah. You know, it's been an interesting year to be an investor for sure. And the technology side of the market certainly has been cause for quite a lot of that interest and excitement, if you will. But at the end of the day, diversification still is a primary portfolio construction rule. And it's what your mom used to say, right? Don't put all your eggs in one basket. And that definitely rings true to this day, regardless of how technology stocks have performed. You know, it certainly is understandable why you would see the performance of technology stocks so far this year and get, you know, excited about them or fear of missing out, if you will, good old FOMO there. But at the end of the day, remaining diversified and disciplined will actually generally give you a better investing experience and produce higher expected returns over the long term. So what you don't want to do is overly tilt your portfolio to one company or sector, because generally speaking, you're going to be late doing that, right? If you put all your money into technology after the big run-up, well, you see all this volatility we're experiencing now. Now, that's not to say we know that it's going to continue going down from here. We can't predict the future. But by taking on that additional risk, you would have been putting capital, too much capital at risk, and experienced a pretty big drawdown here. You know, when you saw Apple last week drop by a little over 9%, which equates to around $150 billion of market value, that's pretty significant. Tesla down today another 17% after falling over 9% last week, on a single day last week, that is. So concentration risk really just it introduces risk into the portfolio that is unnecessary for long-term investors. We are diversified, we're spread out across the world, across different industries, and that gives you a smooth ride. It's the better way of having higher expected returns and avoiding big market drops. And, you know, on the flip side of that, you do avoid big market run-ups, but at the risk of experiencing what we're seeing currently, that's worth not participating on the upside of things.
Yeah, no, I think it makes sense. I think the other thing to keep in mind too is we're not saying don't hold any of these companies. What we're saying is that you want to hold everything and you want to allocate yourself certainly to higher expected returns, and that we've hit on in previous AWM Insight episodes and we'll hit on again in the future. But, you know, what we do know, and we've quoted it before, is that, you know, if you guess wrong, and you get the wrong, you know, if you're picking stocks and you happen to, let's say, miss out on the top 10% of performers, there's a period that we can pull stats from, 1994, 2018, that would have affected your global market performance by, you know, about 5%. So it would have, instead of getting that 7.2% from a diversified portfolio, you would have ended up with a 2.9% return. And then if you happen to, you know, really miss wrong and exclude the top 25%, I mean, you're looking at a pretty substantial negative return. And it just goes back to all the research shows that there's just no reliable way to predict what those top performing stocks are going to be. And so, you know, what we need to do is just look at the data and acquiesce to the fact that, hey, you know, nobody has a crystal ball. Anybody that tells you that they know what's going to happen in the future is most likely a sales pitch and something you need to stay away from. You know, I was reading a headline this morning, and I'll quote it for you. A top heavy stock market with the largest 10 stocks accounting for over 20% of market cap and a marquee technology firm perched at number one. This sounds like a description of the current stock market dominated by Apple and other FANG stocks. But when we looked at it, what it actually is a reference to is 1967, when IBM represented an even larger part of the market than Apple does today, or did at the end of 2019. And that was 5.8% to the 4.1%. So I think the message here is just, this is nothing new. When you start to look at the market as a whole, you're going to have concentrations of performers at the top in every market. I think the biggest thing is we just don't know which performers. So you certainly don't want to take the guesses and potentially miss out and cause yourself some undue angst from trying to be a stock picker. That's for sure.
Right. And I just add that hindsight is 20/20, right? Don't get caught up by looking backwards. Take the high probability, higher expected return approach of investing for the long term going forward. Don't get too caught up in the current and what has happened recently, because it does not predict anything measurably of how markets will perform going forward.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And there's a fantastic chart that we'll post to the show notes or put a reference to, but it comes from Dimensional Fund Advisors. And they plotted out the largest 10 U.S. stocks at the start of each decade. And it's pretty fascinating to see just the change over decade to decade. They change over so often. New companies, we just referenced IBM from the 60s, you know, certainly Apple today. We've had Amazon in there for a couple years, but the changeover is just too random to try to predict. So I think everybody listening to this will certainly be pretty fascinated by that. And so, you know, what we've seen these events in August and over the past few days, we just want to reiterate the importance of having a well-diversified portfolio. It's tempting. It's really tempting, especially if you've got that gambler in you to go for the big win. But we also know if you go for the big win, you potentially are going to set yourself up for a big loss. So we don't want to do that with our investment portfolios. We want to take that steady, kind of tried and true approach and give ourselves the best investment experience that we possibly can. So with that, we're going to conclude. You know, really encourage you guys to visit awminsights.com for the show notes and to learn more about this topic and other episodes. If you want to be the first to hear the next episode, please go sign up for our newsletter. Certainly, we love to hear your thoughts. What do you guys want to hear from Justin and I? And with that, we're going to sign off. Stay hungry, stay humble, and always be a pro.